Hello again, I'm Gareth Nicholson from Royal Cyber. I want to talk to you today about personalizing product recommendations on your e-commerce site. For those of you that caught my video on cross-sells, upsells and bundles, I hope you'll see that these two subjects complement each other quite well. So product recommendations, we've been offering product recommendations for as long as I've worked in e-commerce, which is over 20 years now. But how we're able to do it now is as different as night and day from how we did it then. It used to be an art more than a science. Marketeers would manually set up relationship-based complementary products. Hopefully this would be supported by statistics, but sometimes it was a gut feel and everybody saw the same recommendations. Fast forward those 20 plus years and we live in a brave new world of personalized promotions driven by algorithms and individual behavior and adjusted in real time. This isn't meant to be a history lesson, though. I want to focus on why you should embrace this improved capability and how you go about doing so. But let's start with a statistic. So 35% of Amazon's sales come from recommending products to their customers, and the source for that is McKinsey. So let's talk about a unified view of the customer, and let's start with some background. So, I mean, how many times have you phoned a call center, explained your problem, and then been transferred to somebody that knows nothing about you? How great would it be if each time you interact with a business, they remember you from last time and added to their profile of you? Now, many businesses have a CRM for this purpose, but others still haven't caught up. In recent years, the more advanced thinking businesses have evolved from multi-channel into omni-channel. And this is a strategy that integrates various channels of communication and sales to provide a seamless and consistent customer experience. So think in-store, website, mobile apps, social media, etc., etc. And why does this matter? Well, today consumers use an average of 6 touch points when making a purchase compared to just 2 touch points 15 years ago, according to Marketing Week. So this means, for example, that a customer might follow a brand on social media, visit its website to do further research and interact with a chatbot before finally making an in-store purchase with a live salesperson. Marketers who use an omnichannel approach have an engagement rate of up to 250% higher than those who use single-channel marketing, according to research from Omnisend. And customers who use more than 4 channels to interact with a brand spend 10 to 15% more than those who use only a single channel, the Harvard Business Review research found. So this approach promotes customer loyalty, retention, customer satisfaction, and customer lifetime value. So the case for having a unified view of a single customer is compelling, but how many businesses have multiple systems with different databases that aren't connected? And how do you know that Gareth Nicholson in one database is the same as Gareth D. Nicholson in another? So fortunately, there's the concept of the CDP or customer data platform. And this technology provides a single view of a customer. It allows businesses to pull in customer data from any channel, system or data stream to build a unified customer profile. A CDP combines all of that data in real time for companies, allowing them to offer hyper-personalized experiences for customers. Customers who see content tailored to their interests are 5 times more likely to engage with a brand. So personalization through a CDP can bring significant results. Okay, so let's talk about product recommendations. Now, simply put, personalized product recommendations are those that are proposed based on what is known about the customer, the individual customer. So this can include geographic location, purchase history, and search and browsing habits. Now, when little is known, you may start with what's trending now or frequently bought together or bestsellers. Then as the profile grows, you can go with you may also liked or handpicked for you. So what are the benefits of personalized recommendations? Well, here's some. So you improve the average order value, typically, better user engagement, higher conversions, reduces cart abandonment, optimized inventory, you stock what people want, and it saves you time. Manually setting up recommendations is a laborious process. So we now have a unified view of the customer, and we want to serve personalized product recommendations to them. So to do this, we need a system that has product recommendation capabilities, such as those offered by Bloomreach, Salesforce, or Agolia. And here's an interesting quote from Salesforce. Product recommendation engines analyze data about shoppers to learn exactly what type of products and offerings interest them. So based on search behavior and product preferences, they serve up contextually relevant offers and product options that appeal to individual shoppers and help drive sales. Real-time personalized product recommendations. So personalizing product recommendations is a powerful concept, and that's one reason why in the past businesses encouraged you to create an account to make it easier to know more about you and to track your behavior across sessions and channels. Now, this made it much easier to accurately place you in an appropriate segment. But what about the 90% of customers that visit a site in a guest state? This was much more of a challenge previously, but recently the more capable recommendations engines can work virtually in real time. So as a customer interacts with a site, their profile is enhanced and the recommendations are commensurately more refined, even for first-time visitors. Now, you can also layer A/B content over these recommendations. So to give you an example from Bloomreach, let's assume you're running two offers concurrently, free shipping and a 10% discount. So based on predefined parameters, say proximity to store and customer lifetime value, the system will automatically serve the variant that works best for each customer. So where on the site should you use product recommendations? Well, here's a fairly comprehensive list, and I'm not suggesting you put them in all of these places, but there's a case to be made for using one or many of these locations. So product details page, add to cart function, the mini cart, shopping cart, order confirmation page, search no results page, category pages, product lister pages, homepage, and even on the 404 error page. So what's the latest developments in this area? Well, we can't talk about this subject without considering the impact of AI, and virtually all of the heavy hitters are coming up with their own take on this. So Bloomreach, for example, have developed an AI tool called Lumi, and this offers product recommendations, but they've also created a product called Clarity, and this is powered by advancements in Gen AI and large language models to create a deep understanding of each individual shopper and every product in the catalog. It interacts with the customer to ask and answer questions, all the time refining its understanding. So it replicates the human interaction of an expert salesperson. Algolia have created their own AI-driven recommendations engine called Algolia Recommend. This factors in both what the individual customers themselves have done and what is trending amongst other customers. So what are Salesforce doing in this space? Well, they're soon to release a product called Commerce Concierge. This is an AI interactive tool where customers can ask questions and upload images. Concierge will then offer advice and provide product recommendations. So before I sign off, let me leave you with one more statistic. So a Salesforce study of product recommendations concluded that visitors where the shop clicked a recommendation comprise just 7% of total site traffic, but make up 24% of orders and 26% of revenue. So if you aren't optimizing your product recommendations at the moment, you're leaving money on the table.